Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
Good evening, great evening. Welcome to Root Cause Radio. My name is Bella Marie. It is both a pleasure and an honor to be with you on the air tonight. Root Cause Radio is live on Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, sharing the secrets of optimal health. We are truly honored to be the go-to resource for family caregivers and to be sponsored by the American School of Symptometry. Symptometry is the only applied therapeutic science that addresses disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. The American School of Symptometry is the only authorized teaching and training arm of Root Cause Therapeutics, and we're so delighted that they've made so many courses, videos, self-help programs, as well as guided in-depth advanced tutorials available for those who are looking to improve their own health and to better support the people that they care for. So if this is your first time with us, you're definitely going to want to save Root Cause Radio in your favorites. That's ROOTCAUSERADIO.com. Root Cause Radio in your favorites, ladies and gentlemen. That's where you can find our past shows. That is also where you can learn about upcoming events and even make special requests to join our community. And, of course, our online classes. There is a link to our sponsor and to the programs that you can access on your own time as well. Now, for today's show, we are excited to share some information with you, avoiding holiday burnout so that you can thrive instead. This is the time of year, whether you are a caregiver or not, you have some extra on your plate, right? And sometimes that can get a little bit stressful, keeping yourself happy as well as keeping the people that you care for well-nourished and happy as well. So we're delighted to be sharing some resources to help you with that on tonight's show. And again, if you are with us online, you should be able to use the chat feature in the chat room. And if you are on the air, if you dialed in actually, and you'd like to interact with us on the show panel, you can actually hit the number one. Okay, you can hit the number one to quote unquote raise your hand so we see you, and then we can answer your question or bring you on to interact with us on the show if that is, in fact, your desire. So let's go ahead and dive right into this topic. Again, we have some resources for you. As always, if you don't have these resources already, you can get them on Amazon.com or even check with your local bookstore. But those three resources are The Downside of Nutrition by Dr. Maxwell Narte, the book What to Consume, also by Dr. Maxwell Narte, and then the book Delicious Cooking, okay, by Rosalita Narte. And all those books are available to you. Delicious Cooking, again, is the resource that's going to have actual recipes in it. I love this book because in addition to the recipe, it'll also give tips on the ingredients, right? Substitutions and things to make depending on the health condition that you're overcoming at the time. The book Downside of Nutrition and What to Consume both have the enzyme charts in the beginning so that you have the list, if you will, in terms of the foods that will actually, even the healthy foods that will actually put your body in an enzyme deficit so that you are not actually getting all of the nutrients out of the food, right? Everything that we eat, of course, has to be broken down in the digestive system some foods, especially healthy foods, right, have nutrients in them, naturally occurring nutrients that our bodies cannot break down all the way. And so these nutrients that are not broken down actually become health disruptors. That's a term Dr. Narte coined with symptometry, health disruptors, because they lay the groundwork for future diseases, even if we do not have any side effects or allergic reactions and things like that right away after eating the food. So those books, those resources have the enzyme chart in the beginning of the book. The Downside of Nutrition more so goes through the healthy foods that, in fact, do have nutrients that are never broken down, and so they lay the groundwork for disease. And that book I love because it tells you the specific mineral, right, or ingredients, the natural components of that food, and what's happening on the cellular level, and what health symptoms you would be noticing if you are in an enzyme deficit already, right? Like before any diagnostic test would ever say this is a problem or that is a problem, it includes health symptoms and patterns for you to notice and be aware of. To Consume also has the enzyme chart, but that is more so, it does have a list of the 45 safest consumable foods, so that's the book you want if you're going grocery shopping. But each chapter breaks down the different categories of foods and helps you improve your selection process on your own. So all three of those are really great resources that you can keep and have if you would like help in that area. Let's go ahead and dive into our resources. For today's show, Avoiding Holiday Burnout So That We Thrive Instead. Okay. Our first tip, of course, is one that we've heard quite a bit, but I'm happy to be sharing it to include the information from symptometry, right? So laughter has been found to lower our levels of stress hormones, reduce inflammation in the arteries, and even increase the good HDL cholesterol, right? So there are the benefits of staying positive, and you want to stay positive as much as possible. However, you also want to take time to clear your mind. And this would be called meditation or even contemplation, different from the act of a physical timeout, which is where you just step away from everyone to have some quiet time. And it's also different from a prayer, which is like an active form of communication, right? So with meditating and just the calmness of contemplation, that is more inward-focused thought, okay? Deep breathing has been shown to help the individual focus, and also it benefits those who are already experiencing those heart disease risk factors such as high blood pressure. A lot of people will incorporate yoga or prayer, close cousins of meditations, if you will, as those also relax the mind and body. And what we want to share with you is that if you attempt to meditate, right, and so this can be ideally you would want to set the environment, right, where you have a good 5 to 10 minutes to yourself at least, where you can operate uninterrupted. I know there are many moms out there who will go and use the bathroom as their quiet space because that's the only place you can be where no one will bother you. For other people, cars, right? For some of us, it's getting to work early, so that we don't have anyone else there and disrupting. Whatever you have to do to get and create that quiet physical space, go ahead and do that. If you notice that your mind is more so racing, right, and you're not able to focus on a calming scene, like perhaps you know, a river, right, a bubbling brook or a river, a mountaintop, right, where you're on the summit overlooking, like, the village, and you can see way past the horizon, or maybe an ocean or a beach scene, right? If you're not able to focus long enough to bring up a calming scene, or even just looking on the inside of your mind as a blank mind screen, okay, that is not always just an issue of willpower and control, ladies and gentlemen. It also shows that all of your neurotransmitters and your neurochemicals, right, are not necessarily at optimal levels. So the first thing you would want to try is to try journaling, maybe getting the thoughts out of your head first, because sometimes that can be the case, and we're just carrying everything in our head. So try journaling instead of meditating. Journal maybe for a week or so, or at least a day, to try and get that out, and then try again. But if you notice that that continues, we encourage you to take advantage of that no-cost private health consultation at Symptometry to help you with that, okay? So that is something that we, when people talk about meditating and talk about quiet time, no one ever mentions or addresses what it means when you can't calm down and when you can't get your mind to focus as well, right? So that's a tip that we wanted to share for there. Okay, so when you're meditating, of course, first try and get yourself into a positive state. Definitely incorporate deep breathing to help your body relax physically, right? 5 deep breaths, 10 deep breaths. We actually have coaches that specialize in this and can help lead you in such a meditation if you like. And then we also have your ability to that if none of that works in terms of you getting focused, even in terms of you journaling and getting the thoughts out of your head, then you may want to give yourself the advantage and restore your neurotransmitters and your neurochemicals back to the optimal levels. So there's that tip, first tip there, to calm yourself down. And we also have some additional resources for you too. I'm going to go ahead and just pull this up so that you have this for you. Also, one of the hardest things to do as a caregiver sometimes is that delegation piece, okay? And so no matter the age of the people that you are responsible for, most people, be they children, be they senior citizens, they enjoy and appreciate independence, right? And being able to be relied on, feeling self-sufficient, feeling significant by being able to contribute, right? So you're going to want to take advantage of that for yourself. And in doing so, that would actually enhance your relationships as well, okay? Now, here are some things that make a difference in creating an optimally healthy lifestyle that you can actually share responsibilities with to help people in your household help you, okay? Now, if you live by yourself but you're responsible remotely for other people, you would still be able to include and incorporate some of these. But if you need help one-on-one, again, go ahead, give our office a call, 708-691-4977. That's Symptometry headquarters. They'll get you connected with a health coach that can work with you one-on-one through your specific situations, okay? The biggest thing when transitioning to the healthy lifestyle, especially if you want to contribute to or keep that lifestyle going during the holidays, right, is to plan ahead for the meals. And I'm going to tell you right now that in the very beginning, you do not have to do it for every meal. That is ideal, okay? That is ideal. But I understand that it can also get overwhelming, okay? So these tips and so that we're giving you on the air tonight is to empower you in helping you with your own family, and especially if you are taking advantage of Root Cause Therapeutics already and you have some specific health challenges, right, and food restrictions or substitutions that need to take place so that you overcome those health challenges and recover from those health challenges even sooner, okay? So step one that you want to do, okay, most of us are making decisions out of habit. Most of us are making decisions out of habit, okay? So what is going to help you out a lot, whether you decide to work with a health coach or not, is to actually write down what you are consuming. This would be breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, beverages, dessert, right? Grab a blank sheet of paper. Doesn't have to be a fancy schedule or anything, but actually write it down. And you don't have to chart everything that you've had for the last month. Maybe try and put down your five favorites or your five go-to foods in each category, okay? Then the next step, okay, the next step would be to identify whether you have a specific recovery package from Symptometry, or if you're using the Downside of Nutrition book, right, as your guide. You're going to want to identify the foods that have triggers for your conditions, right? So in the Downside of Nutrition, part one, which is a flagship book of Symptometry, we discover that because spinach naturally has oxalates in it, right, if when we're eating that and it gets broken down in the body, oxalic acid is created. People who already have nerve conditions, issues with their nervous system, right, will experience more intensely numbness, tingling, right, those sorts of sensations. Sometimes people even have the sensation of like ants or something crawling up their arm or up their leg, where they feel like their hair is moving on their arm, like if the wind blew and their hair. Well, I guess you'd have to have long arm hair for that. But, you know, that sensation of wind moving over your hair, but you look and there's no wind, right? Or there are no ants on your arm, right? Numbness, tingling, pins and needles, those kinds of sensations. There, spinach is not the only one. But there are quite a few foods that when broken down, because those nutrients aren't broken down all the way, that actually intensifies those symptoms, right, which would then either aggravate or lay the groundwork for conditions, right, the health conditions connected with that. So that might matter to you if you have someone or you're caring for someone who is diabetic or pre-diabetic, or even if, ladies and gentlemen, that runs in your family and you just don't want to experience it yourself, right? So step one is to write down the top foods that you eat, your favorites, your go-tos in those five categories, okay? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and beverages, okay? Some people put dessert under snacks and some people make dessert their its own category. So that may be five or six categories depending on how you choose to do it. So step one is write down. Step two is identify, okay? And again, you're going to need either the Downside of Nutrition book or you're going to need your recovery information, your recovery guide from your health coach or your symptometrist, right, if you've had that private, no-cost health consultation. You could do this as well if you have, you know, if you're just using a primary care physician and they've given you a list, you could certainly do it with that. However, what we've noticed is that only through symptometry are we able to get both the nutritional information as well as the health disruptor information. So if you're using a food guide or a food list from another source outside of symptometry, outside of a symptometrist, Dr. Maxwell Narte, outside of, you know, one of our licensed symptometry certified health coaches, then that food list most likely will not include the health disruptors or the symptoms and things that you would notice with that, okay? So step one is write down. Step two is identify. Step three is simple. It's just replace or substitute. This is where you're going to want to have your book, What to Consume, with you, right, for the replacements and the substitutions. If you are working with a certified symptometry health coach or licensed symptometrist, they've already given you that list, right? So the list you got from your coach or from your symptometrist is already going to have the information both of what to avoid and what to include. So that's the benefit of working with a live person, is that you have that. But if you're not working with a health coach or a symptometrist, again, the book What to Consume is your friend. You just make your replacements and your substitutions from there. And so now you have a new list, okay, with your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, beverages, dessert items on it. And you can either, if you're like really analytical and you like to see things in the physical, then you'd probably be writing out a new menu plan. If you are not analytical and you don't need everything that organized, then you could just put your updated list on your refrigerator and refer to it as needed, or take it with you to the grocery shopping when you're grocery shopping and just restock your pantry. This is the simplest way to make the transition. And if you are able to take the time out ahead of time to do this, whether you only spend 30 minutes on it or whether you spend 2 hours on it, this will actually take the stress out of cooking, out of meal prep, out of daily living, because, again, this part will already be done. You're also going to want to look up restaurants that you can frequent on the go, okay? Because sometimes not everything is able to be home cooked. Symptometry, Root Cause Radio, the American School of Symptometry are not endorsing any specific restaurants. There's no paid partnerships or anything like that. But we all know through commercials and through the information we see on the internet, there are restaurants because of this new wave of health consciousness, at least that's happened here in the U.S., there are restaurants and even grocery stores that proudly promote the fact that all of their items are certified as coming without any genetically modified organisms, right? Non-GMO. And you can look those up because there are fast food restaurants as well as, I'll say, higher-end sit-down restaurants that do that. There's also the website non-GMOprojects.org. Again, this is not a paid endorsement or a paid partnership, but because the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, does not regulate quality of the product that a product needs to be in order to be labeled organic, this company and these group of people got together and said, okay, the things that say they're organic, we're going to go ahead and vet them to make sure not only are they using high-quality organic ingredients, but also that there are no genetically modified organisms, because there has been reports in the news of items being quote-unquote labeled organic, but they still contain genetically modified organisms, specifically because the company that did it said, yeah, it's still organic, because even though we're putting something new in there, that thing is natural as well. So we're mixing a cucumber and, I don't know, salmon, and so both of those are natural. So, yes, it's still organic, right? No. The non-GMO project, when things with them are certified organic through the non-GMO project, that means not only is it made or produced with items that are as our Creator first created them to be, but it also means that there has been no licensing or man-made interference, even with the combination of other natural elements as well. Okay, so you're going to want to keep those resources top of mind as you do your grocery list. Everything I told you about just now about your day-to-day list is something that you can also do with your holiday list for meal prep as well, so that you can use this, decide now what you want for Christmas or, you know, whichever holiday may be coming up for you. Maybe it's a birthday, maybe it's the 4th of July or Labor Day, Memorial Day cookouts, right, that are a bigger deal for you. But for whatever that holiday, that significant holiday is for you, then, you know, think through the meal plan ahead of time, and then you can do these same adjustments as well. Now, I do have good news. I do have good news, and we're excited about our joint partnership. Of course, we're sponsored by the American School of Symptometry, but we do work closely with Symptometry headquarters as well in terms of staying informed and staying abreast of what's going on. And what they have coming down the pipeline. So it's very exciting to know and to be able to share that the people who are, you know, taking advantage of, you know, their services and that help not only have the option to work with a health coach, but now there are also, you know, sample meal plans, 3-day, 5-day, longer, that people can get that are compliant with their health issues and their health concerns as well. So if you choose to take advantage of your private health consultation, make sure you ask about that and get that for yourself as well. Again, our website, rootscauseradio.com, www.rootscauseradio.com. is where you will see the information so you know where to go to get a private health consultation. That's what it'll let you know where to go for our online classes. It's going to let you know where to go for our archives, right, our past shows. Those are actually on the homepage right there for you. And it's also whenever we have live events or virtual events, that will also be at the website rootscauseradio.com. For those who are looking to get their private health consultation from a licensed symptometrist, and those who are looking to partner up with a health coach, that phone number that you would want to call is 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. It has been absolutely exciting to have so many of you on the line with us for tonight's Root Cause Radio podcast. Again, if you had a question or a comment, you could certainly hit the number one, and you can actually still hit the number one. If I see you come up here within the next 30 seconds or so, I'll certainly make your line live so that we can answer you on the air. However, these have been the top two. Tips and techniques for avoiding the holiday burnout and thriving instead, right? So one is create that personal time for yourself, even if it's only 5 or 10 minutes a day, with the meditation. And again, symptometry has both particulates and molecules. If you find that it's hard for you to focus or hard for you to overcome racing thoughts, etc., I can just give my testimony here really quick. You know, I have used other products and things, right, to help with that. But what I found was if I would take it for energy, right, to sustain myself that way, then it would, after it wore off, then I would actually feel more drained. And so then, pretty soon I would need to be doubling up or so on the doses to get the same effect. And what I am thankful for, since I've been introduced to symptometry and root cause therapeutics, is that, you know, I actually, when I take a product to address a specific issue, especially something that affects as many people as, you know, fatigue and focus issues and things like that, I was actually able to take it for the specified amount of time, and I did not have any relapse after my regimen was over. And that was just such a relief for me in terms of focus, in terms of clarity, in terms of energy, and not needing a nap in the middle of the day or not getting cranky. So I know there are a lot of you listening that, you know, maybe you're doing school and work, right? Or maybe you're doing school, work, and family. Maybe you're taking care of yourself, young kids, older family relatives. Maybe it's just you and an older family relative, but, you know, with the financial responsibilities that come with that, it's really easy to get overwhelmed. So do please make sure to take that first tip for yourself in terms of carving out that 5 to 10 minutes at least a day, okay, to make sure that you can still control your space, recharge your energy through that meditation. And we talked about earlier what it means if those racing thoughts and things don't stop. And then tip number two, in terms of avoiding burnout so that you can thrive, is eliminating, right, or replacing the foods, items in your diet that are actually draining you and making you feel worse, right? So we share the tips and the resources for that as well. Step one, just write down your top go-to favorite foods in each category, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, desserts, beverages, that sort of thing. Identify, using the book, The Downside of Nutrition, the foods and items that are triggers for you and drain for you, and then replace or substitute those items using the list from the book, What to Consume. And again, you have the good people at Symptometry Headquarters, certified symptometry health coaches, as well as the licensed symptometrists themselves. Dr. Maslow Narte is actually who you'd speak with if you called Symptometry Headquarters, who can help you get a more specific plan if you are already dealing with illness or diagnosed with illness or noticing a decline, right? Because if you're already battling an illness and your body's letting you know, then the general information will not produce results for you as quickly as getting your customized information for you, right? So just like if you have a car, you can go to any mechanic, but a lot of times companies will only have the warranty if you go to the dealer, right, or to the same manufacturer as the car you're driving. So it's the same thing here. You can get the general information in terms of use the general information from The Downside of Nutrition and What to Consume as you're changing your food list. But if you already have a health issue, a noticeable or a diagnosed health issue, then you're going to want to get the specific list for that condition to speed up your recovery and get you back to 100%. Thank you so much for staying with us for the entire episode here of Root Cause Radio. As we close out tonight's show, we're just going to hear a few testimonies, but please do set your alarm and tell a friend to join us again next week, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, RootCauseRadio.com. That's it. Thanks and good night, everybody.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible. And the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. and my family loves the green.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation to come. Called Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people. And I was so impressed. I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help, and I hope you'll call Symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.